stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's October 30th. Notice I'm not saying what day of the week it is.
Well, I have a story.
You do?
I do. I have a story. It's yeah. About me driving here today on my way here.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to the, can't remember what station it was. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, over the lovely car speakers, I hear, y'all know what day it is today? Come on, what day is it? What day is it? Come on, I know you want to say it. What day is it? What day is it?
Really?
It's hump day. Yeah, whoop whoop. I heard the commercial.
Really?
The camel commercial. They
played it. Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yes, they played it on the radio.
I thought it was like other DJs saying the same thing. I'm like,
no,
what the hell?
No. They that's how the commercial goes. It's the camel, right. And he's like, come on, what day is it? You know you want to say it. What day is it? And then some chick is finally like, it's hump day. And he's like, yeah, whoop whoop.
So that's that camel commercial,
yeah,
right?
For Geico. Yeah. Like, you know, no one's happier than a camel on hump day or something on Wednesday.
I know. Where did they come up with all that stuff? You know, it has nothing to do with insurance.
I have to say, yeah, Geico has got some of the best commercials. I mean, they started with the Geico Gecko.
Right.
With the little Aussie voice.
Uh-huh.
And, and they just kind of went nuts from there. But they are known to, you know, be having some of the best commercials.
Yeah, they really have a good time.
I love
them.
Those,
yeah.
And they have Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell the Pig. I don't think
yes.
I've seen that one.
They kind of started off where he's just like sitting in a car seat and he's got like a pinwheel and the car windows rolled down and the pig's just like, wee, 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 wee. And it's like really annoying. But now they're having commercials where like the pig talks. Like, the cop pulls him over, and he's like, excuse me, sir, do you know why I pulled you over? And he's like, because I'm a pig driving a car. And the cop is like, sir, you have a taillight out. You need to get that fixed. And he's like, oh. Like, it's just kind of funny.
He's a pig.
He should have gotten in trouble for being a pig driving a car. And there's another one where he's, like, on the airplane, and, you know, and they're like, you know, talking to him about like something like the flight attendants and, you know, and he's saying something about a Geico app, I guess, on the phone or something. And then like one of the flight attendants goes, yeah, I'll believe that when pigs fly. And he's like, did she really just say that? Because he's a pig and he's flying on an airplane.
Yeah.
Like, they're clever.
Yeah,
clever
they are.
Stuff, man.
They are pretty funny.
But they still have the gecko, which is what I like. They keep same characters around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And it's totally irrelevant stuff to what they're selling, but you know, it's the reality is that people remember it's
exactly.
Geico.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're getting the job done for sure.
Mhm.
Yeah. And which is interesting. You brought up this app. I mean, we'll go back to what I wanted to bring up. But you were talking about an app that Geico has, right? Well, there's an app now that's controversial, and it's called, what's it called? Hold on. I can't believe I forget what it's called.
Is it called the controversial app?
No, it's called it's called Carrot. And let me tell you why it's called Carrot.
How is it spelled?
C-A, like the vegetable.
Carrot. Oh, okay.
Yeah. C-A-R-R-O-T.
Okay. Carrot.
So on the website it says the tagline is bribe your way to a date. So
what?
Yeah. It says the Kara dating app lets people exchange for a first date. So apparently what this is, so people are criticizing this. Mm-hmm. Apparently you can, you know, it's probably like a dating site or something. And then you can offer people like gifts and stuff, I guess, or what they call bribes, in order for them to go out on a date with you.
Oh,
and obviously
gosh.
That's usually men trying to get women to go out with them.
Uh-huh.
So now they're equating this. Oh, so they're saying, you know, a potential client can bribe a date with, or a potential date with a plastic surgery or a tank of gas or something, you know.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people are criticizing this. They're saying that this demeans women, and mm-hmm. women like, it says, so check out what the creator of the website says. He says, women like presents like dogs like treats.
That's probably not the best, like, comparison.
Yeah, not a good analogy, right?
But comparing, like, women to dogs?
Right.
I mean, that's mistake number one, man. Right. What the heck? He could have thought of anything else to say about something liking something else, you know, comparing it to women liking gifts. But, oh, my gosh.
Well, maybe maybe he's trying to create a controversial character of himself. To draw attention to it, you know, and that's why he's saying these things.
You know, he's definitely doing, I guess, a good enough job of that. But, I mean, hey, it's like to each their own, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is that people, I guess if it's popular enough, and I think he says he's got like 30,000 users or something of both mm-hmm. genders. So.
Well, I guess it's like, hey, if you hate it, don't use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I guess that, yeah. Some girls are desperate for a tank of gas. Or, so, I mean, you know, whether they, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, like they have to, like, sleep with the guy or anything. But I guess if they know they're just going on a date
But don't you think it's expected,
if
though?
If they, you know.
It's going to be expected to have sex.
I feel like guys expect it regardless. You know,
right.
It's, of course, up to the girl to be like, oh, no, I don't do that. Like, I'm very, like, oh, I don't even kiss on the first date.
Right.
You know.
But
so
that's
it's
not the type of girl who would go on the site, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, people are, you know, going to do what they're going to do. I mean, they know what they're signing up for, I guess. And
look, I look at relationships like exchanges, you know, because I mm-hmm. think that's what he's trying to say, you know, but he's saying it in a crude way. The point is this. I think, you know, basically about human beings is that women are men are the pursuers and everything, and they can offer comfort and security in exchange for sex. And that's, you know, I mean, that's pretty much how the world works right now, whether mm-hmm. we like it or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Men always want to try and get sex, and they'll do whatever it takes, you know. And some mm-hmm. women are like, you know what, if this guy desires me, then, you know, rather than just be his girlfriend, I'll also pick someone who can give me gifts. You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but they're saying, you know, all these sites are promoting prostitution and all that stuff, so
yeah.
I don't know what...
I mean, it's, you know, again, like I said, like, if you have an issue with it, don't do it.
Exactly,
like, of course, everybody has, you know, a right to their opinions, and they could say what they want, but in the same sense, it's like, well, then if it's not for you, don't do it.
Exactly.
Like, it's controversial. You know? Yes, I will admit that. But if it works for some people, then it works for some people. I mean, you know, they both know what they're getting themselves into.
Right.
And, as long as nobody gets hurt, hey, it, you know.
Exactly.
Fair grab.
Exactly. Now, there are similar sites. One is called whatsyourprice.com. Have you heard of that one?
No, I have not.
Okay. I guess what it says is that men offer, like, they bid on dates with women.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I don't know, I guess there's a woman there, right? And you want to go on a date with her. You offer a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe a few men offer a certain amount of money, and then she takes whoever one she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds more like prostitution, though, right?
It does, but again, if they're not sleeping together, then
they're going to sleep together, Mia. I mean, they expected this. I mean, they expect this. That's what the website's for. I don't think a man's going to go on the website and offer somebody money if they just wanted to take him out for a drink or something.
Right, but I mean, technically, they're not advertising that.
No, they're not advertising that.
But no, I definitely I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like,
they can't advertise that.
Basically, like auctioning.
Yeah, that's how it works.
You know, auctioning off women. But I mean, that's the thing, man. Like, girls will do just about anything to get money in this town.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
If they're broke and whatever, and they can't hold a normal job because they have to run to auditions and do this and that. I mean, you know, and that's the thing. LA is filled with super easy girls.
Right.
You know, and
yeah.
Then there's, you know, a good select few, such as myself, that that
we're
doesn't,
still wholesome,
you know, give it up like that. But I mean, hey, but the majority, so it makes sense, you know, because
yeah.
There is so much of that out here, and you know, again,
yeah.
Like yeah, they know what
here.
They know what
I
they're
mean,
doing.
Remember,
but,
it's a global thing.
Right,
but,
right.
But
of course,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Living in a world like Los Angeles, it just makes perfect sense.
It's pretty universal that women like money, you know. Well, not just women. I mean, men too, you know. But the thing is that it happens more often that women
now, can
will
they
exchange.
Can they bid on men? Is it like men that like? You know,
maybe, but who's going to do
go
it?
Both ways.
There's
but
not going to go even one.
Well,
gonna
I don't
be
know.
One
well, I guess there's
maybe
separate apps
gays
for
would,
gays
you know.
That
yeah,
do.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure they already, you know, if they don't have that already, I'm sure they, you know, they'll come
I'm
up
sure
with that.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, Mia, quickly before our guest calls in a couple minutes, I wanted to introduce him. We're going to have Mike Walker on the show, and he's the gossip editor at the National Enquirer. Now, I thought there's a lot more than one gossip editor there's, but because mm-hmm. it's pretty much all gossip.
Yeah.
But but we'll hear it from him. So he came out with a new book, and so we'll hear all about it. And I just wanted to bring that up. But
cool.
Yeah. So, you know, but that's the thing is that, you know, just going back to this real quick, I guess you have women experts who are saying that this promotes sexism and all and violence against women and... I mean, how does this promote violence?
But
I don't get it.
But these women are not forced to join this app. They're doing
right.
this on their own free will.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, so it's like,
yeah.
If they want to, you know, say, you know, it's degrading or whatever, but it's like, hey, you never know what kind of situations people are in,
yeah.
You know, and if they, you know, desperately need money. I mean, there's, you know,
yeah.
women that do that. And, okay, I'll be a stripper or I'll
yeah.
be a porn star
right.
or, you know, I mean, this is just a different way of going about, you know, getting some extra cash.
Yeah, and making a living sometimes,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, people, you know, are going to do what they got to do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some people go as far as prostitution, but
mm-hmm.
but this is not quite what prostitution is about, you know, I don't think so. I mean,
right.
I don't know if they're looking for dates or relationships or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
yeah. So that's that.
Yeah, you
and
never know.
Yeah, there's all kinds of apps out there. I mean, I can't believe, you know, there's like, you know, hundreds of thousands of apps out there. How are you supposed to know about any of them, you know? It's just
mm-hmm.
there's such a saturation of apps out there, but some of them are really cool.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are
yeah,
really
well,
cool.
The, you know, the ones that are properly, you know, advertised
mm-hmm.
and, you know, put out there. I mean, there's some, you know, great new little ways to advertise for
yeah.
apps on your phone. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
They have, like, you know, even with the new software on the iOS
mm-hmm.
7, I see on people's phones, there's, like, moving ones that, you know, pop up in the center or they come up at the bottom. And they
ads,
have,
really?
Yes, and they have, like, noise, too.
Oh, really?
Like, they're very, yeah, they're very, very sophisticated now in ways that
maybe
you can advertise your apps. It's interesting.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So maybe
come
it's, like, part of a game or something, and then they put the ad. It can't be just advertising on your phone. It has to be part of something you're using.
It could
using,
be games,
right?
Or they could be, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It could be, like, related to the app that you're currently
right.
in.
Yeah.
You know, whatever is open. If there's something that's sort of, you know, that sort of relates to that or, you know, relative to the app you're using at the moment,
right.
You know, then it'll, like, pop up and capture your attention. It's like, oh, all right, what's
yeah.
this? What's this app about? It's, you know.
Yeah. I know. I get irritated with these ads. I play Words with Friends still.
I've still never played that. I know people get so addicted.
It really is something, man. It's something, you know, because it's such a challenge to beat people.
Yeah.
And but it's cool, you know, except it's a dumb application or a dumb game. Let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because they use words that we never use, and then they don't use a lot of words that we do use. Like, for example, let me give you an example.
Okay, what's your example?
The word Jew is not acceptable to them.
Really?
Are you serious?
Well, I mean, maybe because they want to keep it all, like, PC. I don't know. Like, you could probably say Jewish.
No, but I don't think so.
You think so? So maybe they just completely, like, eradicated all, like, religion and, like, any controversial, like, type of words out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting.
There are some words that you can't use, like, dirty words and stuff, like the C word and
stuff. Right, right. Oh, have you tried that before?
I've tried it. You get a C-U-N-T. What are you going to do, you know?
See you next Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember the first time I heard that, I'm like, what do you mean you'll see me next Thursday? I don't understand. Like, no. I was talking about her. I'm like, oh, you'll see her next Thursday? No, I'm calling her up. Never mind. I'm like, okay.
That's
They're like,
funny.
You've never heard that? I'm like, no. You know, of course, my innocent virgin ears. And, you know, they explained it to me, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, I get
right.
it now.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm a little behind on stuff like that.
It's funny how they embed things like that, you know. Did you know that the Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, have you heard of it?
Of course.
That stands for LSD, you know, Lucy Sky Diamonds.
I think I actually remember hearing something about that song having to do with drugs. But I was so in love with the Beatles when I was a little kid. I was like, what? How dare you people? The Beatles would never do drugs. Oh, my goodness. How dare you?
There were runs of the first ones.
I know. I was like, they're my favorite. They would never do drugs.
Yeah. That's true. But at that time, I don't think drugs were that popular. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know that the Beatles ever had, like, drug problems or anything. In fact, I think we both are assuming they did drugs. I don't know that I ever read that they did, but that's kind of like the reputation that goes with rock and roll, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe they've experimented, I'm sure. You know.
Probably.
At least
but, I mean,
John.
I think I've seen a few documentaries or so. But
really?
Yeah.
With them? Oh. Well, yeah. I don't know, you know. It's amazing. I heard Paul McCartney on the radio the other day, and he's got a new album. And it's funny
that
how he still...
That guy never stops.
No,
man.
I saw him in concert,
and it was like he blew my mind. Like, he was just nonstop.
Wow.
Like, the energy in this guy. He would just keep going and going and going. It was like...
It's amazing.
So inspiring. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's part of the music, and the music is part of him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just imagine. And
wow,
what a great
amazing.
Life, you know. I mean, you spend a lot of time in recording studios and stuff like that. And I think it's fun, you know. It's a lot of fun to sing and to do things
it,
like
man.
That.
That's,
yeah.
That's his
and
thing.
When you're good, you know, I mean, just think of all the songs he's ever written.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can one person possibly write so much, you know?
I don't know. Well, I mean, the world is always changing. There's always going to be new stuff to write about,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. I think that's awesome. I remember actually, like, on the news after the concert let out, because it was like grandparents, my parents, and my brother and I. So it was
right.
like three generations all going to see the same concert.
Oh, wow.
So they were interviewing us, like, you know, just whatever, like, you know, local news channel for, like, the television, like, after the show. And it was kind of cool.
Yeah, because they saw
that.
Your grandma there?
Yeah. And then my parents and then my brother and I were all, like, super into it. So, like, wow, like, three generations, you know, all into the
That's
same
cool, yeah.
the same music. So
He's been around for a while,
show.
Man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how old he is. Probably in the 70s, right? Something like that.
Maybe.
Probably 75.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
But
Incredible.
He's still going strong and he still sounds great. I mean, just think of some, you know, 70-something-year-old men. How can mm-hmm. they possibly sing? You know, I mean, they just like, at that point, you can barely talk, you know?
Yeah. Man, see, I
don't think 70-something is too old, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love watching like old guys perform. I'm trying to think of like my latest like greatest concerts, and they were like the Rolling Stones, Depeche Mode, Van Halen. I'm like, wait a minute. I feel like I haven't seen like anybody like current in so long. I'm so into like older music. Yeah, stuff that was way before my time. Yeah. You know? It's kind of funny to think about. Like, that's what I'm into. Like, right. I'd rather see, like, Depeche Mode over, like, Britney Spears or something. Although I would love to see Britney Spears, because I heard her concerts are, like, amazing.
Yeah.
So, that's one current, you know, current person I'd like to see live.
I think even if you don't like her music, I think the concert's pretty good, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I've seen, like, you know, clips and stuff from it.
Yeah.
And
It's, like, literally, like, a circus show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I heard it's really fascinating, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So much for the dating app.
Yeah.
I guess our guest is not calling. I don't know what happened.
He's
probably, like, busy in other interviews, because he's releasing the book today. And let's see. The book is being released tomorrow. And he's going to have a book signing. I wanted to talk to him about that, too. Maybe I'll go. And it's today in West Hollywood. So we'll see when he calls in, if he calls in.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what happens is you set a day of interviews on the radio, and then one interview goes into the other, you know, and you can run over and things like that. So hopefully he'll still call. They said he was excited to talk to us. So guy's been, like, on Howard Stern many times.
Really?
Yeah, they used to have a weekly... Oh. Game called the Gossip Game, and he would be here in LA. Howard Stern is in New York, and he would give four gossip stories of the week, and one of them was not true, and you had to guess which one was not true.
Ah.
It was made up. So but the funny thing is I found out that he's taken them all from his page on the National Enquirer. So if you were able to get the issue before the game started that day, because I think that the magazine comes out on Friday.
Then you'd be able to find out what's not on there.
Yeah. So the magazine comes out on Friday, and I think the game happened on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So that was funny. But the thing is that, you know, they have a lot of audio clips and stuff, and I guess they recorded some of the things that Mike said or did, like a fart, when he wasn't on the air, but it was being recorded.
Oh, my God.
So they kept playing it all the time and all the time. And I think he'll never live it down.
Charming.
Yeah, I know. But it's so funny, you know. It's just, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
lovely.
Yeah. I hope he still calls. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. What time is he supposed to call? 15 after?
Yeah, 10:15, yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, well.
Maybe
what
we'll
are you going to do?
I mean, we don't have another calling guest for today. It's just him.
So. Yeah, I know. Well, that's cool. So tomorrow's Halloween.
It is.
Are you going to do...
How about that?
So you have another party tomorrow? Because I heard most adults like had parties like last weekend, right?
Yeah,
and then the kids go out Thursday.
I feel like it's so funny because... You know, I feel like a lot of my friends are already like so burnt out of it. You know?
Yeah.
Like everyone's like... Oh, wait, Halloween didn't even happen yet? Like,
yeah,
oh, that's
feels
right.
Like it had already, yeah.
Yeah, and I almost, you know, I thought about actually going out last night to this new place, you know, just kind of, you know, open. It's like a new, like, Tuesday night thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't end up going because then I found out it was, you know, costumes only.
Oh, really?
I'm like, really? Again? Like, you know, I feel like that's just, you know, probably how everything is. Like, I feel like, you know, every, like, big night of, like, club or whatever, like, that they have during the week is going to be, like, their Halloween night. So it's going to be a costume night up until Thursday.
Yeah.
So, oh, well.
So you didn't feel like putting the costume again? Putting one on?
No.
No?
I mean, seriously, if I went, it would probably be, like, you know, ponytail and jeans and a leather jacket, you know. It's just kind of like one of those nights. Maybe I'll go just to go and check it out, but I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like having to like get ready, let alone like put on a full costume. It's like,
right.
I'm just not really feeling it. It's just so time consuming, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, because with me, you know, there is no half-assing it. Like, I go,
you gotta go all
out.
Yeah, there's
no such thing as like, oh, I just put on like some black pants and like a red t-shirt and like devil horns and call it a costume. No.
Yeah.
I gotta have like some full, like, full-on charade.
Mm. Are you a perfectionist by nature, would you say?
Yeah, there's a possibility of,
like, there's only one way to do
being
things.
A little bit, not necessarily just one way of doing things. I am a little bit of a perfectionist. Like, mm-hmm. I do like things, you know, kind of nice and orderly at times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like to, like, you know, I'm very like careful and like precise if I'm doing something. Like my makeup, for example. You know, mm-hmm. I gotta like.
Yeah,
really
take
make
your
it
time.
Even, make it nice. I'm like, okay. And my nails, of course. But that's why they look as good as they do.
That's true. Huh?
You know,
you take
I'm a
your
perfectionist.
Time.
I make sure that, you know,
it's
all covered.
Yeah, well, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Now, when you go out, do you go out to clubs sometimes, like dance clubs and things like that?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't know. I mean, clubs
are
when
you go
cool,
out, where do you go to? You go to
nice
bars?
To,
or?
Like, see, this is the thing. Like, I feel like I used to like clubs more when there was dancing. I feel like nobody really dances out here.
So what do they do when they go to a club? I mean, because the music is loud.
See,
how can you possibly talk
right,
to anybody?
And that's the problem, too, is that most of the time they pack these clubs in so tight, you can't move anyways.
Mm.
So you're there in your little outfit, clutching your little purse, you know, trying to, like, you know, kind of, like, dance and move around a little bit. But it's, like, sort of awkward because you're, like, trying to dance, but you don't really want to dance. But then you don't want to look awkward, like you're just standing there. So you kind of, like, do this awkward little, like, shoulder move and wiggle thing. And then you look around and all the other girls are, like, kind of doing the same thing because they're, like, not quite sure. Like, they want to look cool, like they're feeling it, but at the same time they're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just ranting now.
No, it's fine.
They usually have this, like, this look on their face, you know? Like, like at any moment, somebody could be watching them. So they've got, like, their lips pursed and, like, you know, their eyes, like, really, like, in that kind of, like, fixed sort of, you know, stare. And they're just kind of, like, scanning the crowd, especially if they're at a table and they're, like, standing up on the... Mm. You know, on the table thing.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just kind of scanning the crowd and looking around.
Posing and everything.
Yeah.
Everybody's a poser, you know?
And then it's just so funny because a good song will come on and all of a sudden everybody will be like, oh! And you expect everybody to want to, like, break it down, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't really go much further than that, you know? Like, a song come on and be like, oh, shit, oh, dang, I love this song. Oh, this is my jam.
Right.
And then they're like, yeah.
But it would be so,
like,
frustrating. Because, you know, I was wondering, how can people, like, meet new people when you can't talk, you know?
Yeah, you really
you have to scream.
Unless you're, like,
can't.
At the bar area, like, trying to, you know, get yourself a drink, and it's, like, whatever, and then there's people that could come up to you. But if you are a female and you are at a table, you're, like, completely, like, closed off. You are, like, almost 100% unapproachable. Because you're just surrounded by the guys that you're, you know, promoters or whatever that you're there with, you know, and they just kind of are standing more like the front of the table area holding their bottle because, like, you know, you got to protect that shit, right? Like, oh, my God, it's my bottle. Like, only I'll pour it for my people. Like, oh, I got to protect it, you know. And, yeah, and then the girls are just kind of like just eye candy, just standing up on the thing. But it's, yeah, there's really no way of, like, socializing unless you're there on your own or you're, like, making the rounds, you know. But I don't know, then it probably just will, like, piss the guys off, you know, if you're making rounds, because it's like, okay, like, I'm the promoter at this table, I'm the one giving you drinks, like, you stay here and make me look good. I mean, they're not all like that. Like, I have some really, really great promoter guy friends, so they're not all, like, the stereotypical promoter type.
Yeah,
but for the most part, it's kind of how it goes.
Yeah. So without the promoters, do you think there wouldn't be enough women going there? I mean, what's the story?
I mean, there's a possibility of that. I just feel like it's, you know, when you go with, you know, promoters, like a group of people, or you have a table, you know, you walk up and you see this huge line, and it's like, you know,
and you get right through.
And it's like, yeah, you do. It's like, oh, you bypass all of that, because then they come in like, hey, what's up? And you know, they point to like their whole group,
right.
And usually it's, you know, the guy to girl ratio is just like off the charts, like right. A million females and maybe two guys, including right. The promoter. So he's got like his one like best buddy, yeah. And then a bunch of females.
I know, it makes you wonder if they're not throwing this party just like, for themselves, you know, the hell with the guys,
you know. It's just it's funny, because then you know, they get ushered in and okay, here's your table, and everybody, you know, takes their little spot, you know, on the bench or the couch,
uh-huh.
You know, and then the, you know, the girls come over in their little skimpy outfits and the sparklers, and it's like, hey, got your drinks, got your bottles, hey, check us out. You know,
so the girls are supposed to push the drinks, is that what it is? The girls?
No, the bottle service girls.
Right. Oh, I see.
Like the
okay.
ones that come over, like that, you know, usually right. get there. There's not like a drink waiting for you. There has to be a huge presentation. Like,
right.
Everybody, look over here. There's girls in bikinis and sparklers, like giving us drinks. You know,
yeah.
It's just kind of an ego thing. You know,
right.
Why they do that. But
yeah,
for well, the guys, I mean.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was wondering what the girls have to do in order to be allowed there. For free and all that stuff, but I guess just to be there and look good, right?
You just be there, you hang out, you get to, you know, drink for free, and that's it.
And you look good, you know, you just, I guess you attract clientele for them.
Yeah,
you know, the beautiful women do.
I guess, but I don't really think about it. Usually if I go, I'm with other female friends of mine, you know. Or like I said, when I went with RockShox that one time, that's how I met Anna. And she's great. Like, I invited her to, like, another party, like, over the weekend. Like, we hang out. Like, she's my girl, you know?
I
love her to death. But I, you know, it's, like, a great way to meet females. I mean, 9 out of 10 times, they're complete bitches, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they don't want anything to do with you, of course. They're not there to make friends.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you get lucky and you can, you know, meet some really good girlfriends that way.
Wow.
Because it's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to meet. You know, good girls.
It is.
It's hard to meet people in general. So it's like if you're thrown into a situation where it's like, all right, you know, you're kind of forced to like mingle and meet people, then, you know, it's a,
That's
it's a
true.
Way to get girlfriends because there's so many girls.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
You know, we just kind of like save each other from all like the creepy guys that would try to come up and talk to us that we don't want to talk to. It's like, you know. And that's another thing too, is like when you're, you know, when you're not at a table, you're just kind of thrown into the mix, you know, and you're more prone to having, like, dudes just, like, come up behind you and start, like, grinding on you, and you're
and groping and
no,
stuff?
No, thank you. Wow. Like, they just start, like, dancing with you without, you know, there really is no, like, hey, can I have this dance? Guys don't really...
I don't know if that happens like that anymore.
Guys don't really ask you. All of a sudden, you'll just, like, feel, like, some hands around your waist, and you'll feel, like, a body behind you.
Right.
And then, you know, if you've got a good girlfriend, that because you can't see what's behind you. So they can see what's going on. So if, you know, if they're good at being, like, you know, a good, like, girlfriend, then they'll, like, kind of, like... scoop their hand around your waist, you know, and just kind of like slowly pull you away. And I would do the same thing for a girl if I saw, especially if you like, you know, wasn't cute. I mean, it's one thing if she's a single girl and she's like, you know, looking for some action, then I'll allow it and be like, I'll give her like the thumbs up, like, yeah, he's cute, go for it.
Yeah.
But if he's not and I know she wouldn't be having it, I'd do the same thing. I'd be like, oh, hey, girl, I got you, girl, let's dance over here now. Oh, hey. Like, and like a really like one smooth motion, because I don't want to piss anybody off, you know. Guys get turned down all the time.
I know.
So I don't want to make them feel worse about it. So it's like a very like, you know, it's like one swift motion, like you're kind of dancing, kind of like, hey, yeah, like, you know, grooving sideways, a little bit more sideways, slowly walking away.
Yeah, that's a good trick, yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
But when you're at a table, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Because you're just at a table.
Right. Now, do some guys go there alone? I mean, are they there by themselves or, I mean, I can't imagine going to a club by yourself, you know?
What, for guys?
Yeah.
I mean,
even though
might,
it might be easier to pick up a woman, you know, when you're alone.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. It'd be so hard to let him in. Like, you need, at least two or three girls to one guy.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, so they wouldn't let the guy in. You're standing in that line for the rest of the night.
So you're better off bringing a girl with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you want to get in, then yes. You need a girl or at least two. So you need more girls than guys.
Yeah. Now, if I had two girls to go to club with, why would I be looking for other women? You know, mm-hmm. So it doesn't make sense. I mean, so if they don't let the guys in, who the hell is going to chase the girls? You know? I mean, if I'm coming with two girls, I'm not going to go chase other girls. You know?
Right.
So there's going to be... So, I don't get it. So who's going to pay for all the drinks, for crying out loud, if they don't let the guys in? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
They've got to allow some guys in, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe
if they
screen
know
them.
People or whatever, but...
They probably profile them. Oh, this guy looks good. Let's let him in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, the nightlife is just so complicated.
It is. It really is.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like there's so much, like, I think there's a whole different way to act and behave when you're like in a club or something, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
People are totally not themselves.
And it's all about like, you know, just pretending like you're knowing what you're doing, even if you don't.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it won't always work, but, you know, some of the times it will. As long as you, like, sometimes at least, you know one or two of, like, the big promoter names that are there, you know. And sometimes it's a pain because, like, they'll make them, like, come out and get you, like, especially for guys. Like, oh, yeah, I'm here, you know, for so-and-so's table. Like, the promoter will actually have to come outside and be like, oh, yeah, he's cool, you can let him in.
Yeah, wow.
So, but yeah, must be kind of hard to be, like, a promoter sometimes because you always have to be, like, on your phone. So if people are like, hey, I'm here, come get me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you don't want a bunch of like pissed off people like waiting outside to get into a club, you know?
Yeah. No, it does sound like hard work, you know? I mean, it's not just fun doing that, you know, being around mm-hmm. beautiful women, but you have to work, yeah. I mean, you have to talk people into coming to the club and like you said, you know, monitor who goes in and who doesn't and wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess Mike Walker is not going to call us today.
I guess not.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
And these things happen. I don't know what to tell you. All I know is this, is that I was surprised when they said October 30th, because October 30th is today, which is when he's having his RSVP event in celebration of the Halloween release of the book.
Yeah.
And... the book is a novel, actually. It's not like he wrote about gossip and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. it's about, you know, the gossip world and things like that. You know, it's just fiction, though. So, too bad. Well, we'll have to reschedule, but it's not going to happen before the book comes out. And that's too bad. Mm-hmm. It's an RSVP-only event, so I have an RSVP, and I don't know if I want to go if he hasn't called, you know. I mean, I don't like to put people down and stuff because you never know what reason was behind it.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you can't assume that they forgot or they didn't want to or changed their mind. You never know what happens. Usually it's not what you think. So we'll just reschedule, you know, because I want to talk to them. I mean, I'm curious about all this gossip and stuff, you know, because I'll bet you they don't get any more respect than paparazzi do.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, wow, the girl on the cover of this book has got huge boobs.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just looking at the cover.
What have you expected?
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Interesting. Out for Blood. Private Diary of a Gossip Vampire.
Yeah. Gossip Vampire. I mean, how do you get to that? I don't know, but it sounds interesting to me.
I guess it makes sense with the word vampire in it, why he would want to be like... marketing it so close to Halloween.
Yeah.
But,
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So so that's clubs for you. I've yet to go to a club and actually enjoy it. Hold on a second. We have a phone call.
Oh.
I think that's Steve, actually. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Caller, I thought I'd at least call in and let you know I'm listening.
Awesome, Steve. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Cool.
I'm getting psyched up for Halloween.
Yeah, what are you going to be?
I'm just going to be myself. That's scary enough.
Come on, man. That's a poor excuse for not wearing a costume.
You know what you should do? No. You should wear the same costume as Sam, the cow.
Yeah.
That's always a big winner.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a mask that I wear, but every time I put it on, everybody says I'm creepy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of a mask
creepy.
Is that?
Take it off, and you know.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, masks are not really cool.
I posted it on my Facebook before. I'll put it back up there so you can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But you know
it
what?
It is pretty creepy.
But masks are, like, not practical because you don't know who it is, you know? I mean, I don't know if that's supposed to be. It's nice if they can't recognize you when you put makeup and some clothing and stuff. But when it's just a mask, it's you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
It's just something quick and easy that I could put on.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Steve, thanks for calling, man. How is... I wanted to ask you about St. Louis.
We've got the one more game and hopefully two of the World Series. We got to win tonight, and then tomorrow we'll see if Game 7. But first, we got to get through Game 6.
Oh, I see.
If you're a baseball fan or not.
I'm not. But
World Series is big time.
So you're one game behind. Is that what it is?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that
Boston
sounds like
Red
that,
Sox
yeah.
are a good team, but we're going to shave their beards off tonight.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a pretty... I mean, I'm not into baseball at all, but it sounds like an exciting, contest
it's
there
like
because...
Yeah, anything else. You know, sometimes people aren't really fans of stuff until it gets to something big like this.
Yeah,
you know,
or the Super Bowl,
how many
right.
people are all of a sudden fans, and they're commenting on Facebook or wherever saying... Right. What they should have done and what play and all this, and it's like it's amazing how quick somebody can become an expert. You know.
Yeah,
that's very true.
That's true.
Well,
man.
And you know the Cubbies will win the World Series next year. So.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah,
she's
I
sure
know
of that.
Hey, and speaking of the Cubs, I think I mentioned to you before about this friend of mine. Her name's Ashley Salazar. She's from Chicago, and she lives here in St. Louis now. That's a gal you should have on your show.
Yeah? She's,
why is that?
Oh, yeah. She's a dynamite person.
Really? Well, have her call us.
Yeah. You want me to have her call in?
Yeah. Just have her call in, or she can talk to me first.
And then go from there, you know. Sometimes she actually goes out to California for shoots and movies and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. She's an actress or something?
She's a model, actress. She's been on Playboy. MMA, you know, mixed martial arts.
Oh, wow.
Very professional boxer type thing, you know.
Yeah.
So she's an amazing person.
Oh, wow.
I had her on my radio show before on the U, and I actually got it on video on Ustream.
Uh-huh.
She actually kicked my butt. She's a real doll, first off. But
yeah.
She's got these moves, and she took me and flipped me and threw me down on the ground and got on top of me and started.
Whoa.
You know, it was like, wow, you should see it. It's our video. It's awesome.
Yeah.
My wife didn't really particularly like that, but it's like...
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Well, wives don't like things like that.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Well, listen, we got to go. We only have a few minutes left. Thank you so much for calling, man. I appreciate
it. Happy Halloween.
Yes,
Happy
sir.
Happy Halloween.
Bye, Steve.
Bye.
Wow. Anyway, a couple more things I wanted to bring up here. We were talking about sports. I guess, you know, in Brazil, soccer is like, you know, they call it football.
Uh-huh.
And it's really popular because they're really good at it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've won a few World Cups and stuff. So apparently, a soccer player, was decapitated, killed
what?
And decapitated, they think, by drug lords.
Because, oh, my God.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, in South America... you know, there's no law.
I mean,
it's lawless at times, you know, not everywhere, but you know, I mean, it's like wherever you have those drug lords, man, there's violence like you've never seen.
Of course.
So get this. So they, they sent it to the wife. They sent the head to the wife.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
How do you like...
I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, how do you live after you see something like that? I have no idea, you know? But it's like the cruelty of these people, you know? They're saying there's no indication he was involved in drugs and all that, but who knows, you know? Maybe he was financing some things, you know? And, because, you know, soccer player, and they're saying he was pretty famous.
Right.
Yeah. Probably had a lot of money, so who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows if he invested in drugs, whatever. But but that's terrible. You know, once again, I mean, look, these things happen here too, but but this the level of violence and cruelty, I don't know, is kind of rare, I think, in the States.
Yeah, I guess they found like the upper half of a woman's body in like one of the like the water well things somewhere here in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah, they don't know who it is yet or anything, but they found like the upper half of a female.
God. Yeah. Ugh. You see that, you know, I mean, can you imagine being the first responder and the things that they see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you see like mangled bodies, you know, you see like decapitated. I mean, even not just violence, but like car accidents, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Any kind of accident. And I don't know how people can stand that, you know, can even look at stuff like that, let alone touch it, you know, pick it up, clean it up.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I saw this thing on that. Remember that show? It was like Dirty Jobs or something.
Don't remember it. No.
I don't know, it was a show on, I can't remember, I didn't watch it all the time, I just heard about it, I think I caught like one episode, but it's called Dirty Jobs, and it basically, this guy just goes, I don't know if he goes like around the world or whatever, but he just, you know, tries to find out the dirtiest, like, you know, filthiest jobs, and I think there was one where there was a guy that like, basically, you know, cleans up after like death scenes, and there was one where I guess somebody jumped in front of a train, you know, and so then
it's all, you know,
they showed him underneath the thing like with like these like fine tools, even like a toothbrush, like going in and like scrubbing, you know, like the undercarriage of the of the train, and just trying to get off, you know, like
I know.
Yeah, and going to like people's houses, you know, after there's been like suicides or something, and cleaning like blood out of the carpet or something, like.
I know.
Oh, like that is a dirty job.
I know, and imagine in suicide, you know, often I think family members will discover you. Can you imagine like looking at your brain splattered on the wall?
Oh,
and
it's my disgusting. God.
That's why, you know, people have to think about these things before they commit suicide. It's a very, very selfish act. You know, you leave a lot of pain behind you.
It is.
For people that actually love you and try to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know what? When you're really depressed, I guess it's hard to see that, you know, when you're in pain, in psychic pain.
Right.
Anyway, we better clear out of here. The next show we need to prepare for, they need a couple extra minutes. So,
Well, on a more positive note.
Yeah. Do we have a studio guest tomorrow or call-in guest?
I believe we have two call-in guests tomorrow.
Okay, that's right. And Friday, you're going to be out, but I'm going to come in because we have a couple guests that I didn't want to cancel.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be here. Okay. But you can sleep in and enjoy your Halloween morning.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, but we will be back here tomorrow, so we'll see you then.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.